USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Biden was sworn into office Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Senate has confirmed Avril Haines as intelligence director, giving President Joe Biden the first official member of his cabinet. Haines was previously deputy director of the CIA and deputy national security advisor. Just hours into his presidency, Joe Biden signs a string of executive actions reversing key Trump administration policies, reversing a ban on travel from terrorist nations, rejoining the very expensive Paris Accord, launching a national mask mandate, rejoining the World Health Organization, stopping the southern border wall, and revoking the Keystone Oil Pipeline approval. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get a coronavirus update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden's call for unity fell on deaf ears in Portland, Oregon. 8 were arrested as Antifa violence continues. Their message, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Joe Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday without any action on what Americans really need, stimulus checks. Critics are saying, how does this help the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden signed 17 executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those orders were a mask mandate on all federal property, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and an order to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. But California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Newsmax TV that he can't see how any of the president's orders will help the American people.
I don't see how workers can be helped by flooding the labor market with another wave of illegal immigration. And it was only after Donald Trump put a stop to that we saw workers' salaries begin to grow again. In fact, they grew at the fastest pace in 40 years. And I don't see how families and workers are helped by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing 10,000 jobs, making energy more costly for everyone. I don't see how workers are helped by re-entering the Paris Accords that are a major job killer, a major driver of energy prices, and it puts our nation in a terrible global economic disadvantage. I don't see how we're made safer by reopening virtually unrestricted travel with hotbeds of terrorism around the world.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic sat in a prison hoping for a last-minute pardon from President Trump Tuesday. He was so sure a pardon was on his way, his lawyer ordered a stretch limousine and waited and waited. Joseph Milando Passage was not pardoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.